Bobby gave up trying to follow Hawaiian Eye at all. He just sat on the couch and listened to the actors quack. A man shouted at a fat Hawaiian cop. A woman in a white bathing suit ran into the surf. One car chased another while drums throbbed on the soundtrack. The hands of the sunburst clock crawled, struggling toward the 10 and the 12 like climbers negotiating the last few hundred feet of Mount Everest. The man who'd murdered the socialite was killed himself as he ran around in a pineapple field, and Hawaiian Eye finally ended. Bobby didn't wait for the previews of next week's show. He snapped off the TV and said, "Call, okay, please call." "In a moment," Ted said. "I think I went one root beer over my limit. My holding tank seemed to have shrunk with age." He shuffled into the bathroom. There was an interminable pause, and then the sound of pee splashing into the bowl. "Ah," Ted said. There was considerable satisfaction in his voice. Bobby could no longer sit. He got up and began pacing around the living room. He was sure that Tommy Hurricane Haywood was right now being photographed in his corner at the garden, bruised but beaming as the flashbulb splashed white light over his face. The Gillette Blue Blades girl would be there with him, her arm around his shoulders, his hand around her waist, as Eddie Albini slumped forgotten in his own corner, dazed eyes puffed almost shut, still not completely conscious from the pounding he had taken. By the time Ted returned, Bobby was in despair. He knew that Albini had lost the fight and his friend had lost his $500. Would Ted stay when he found out he was broke? He might, but if he did and the low men came... Bobby watched, fists clenching and unclenching as Ted picked up the telephone and dialed. "Relax, Bobby," Ted told him. "It's going to be okay." But Bobby couldn't relax. His guts felt full of wires. Ted held the phone to his ear without saying anything for what seemed like forever. "Why don't they answer?" Bobby whispered fiercely. "It's only rung twice, Bobby. Why don't you... Hello? This is Mr. Brodigan calling. Ted Brodigan? Yes, ma'am, from this afternoon." Incredibly, Ted tipped Bobby a wink. How could he be so cool? Bobby didn't think he himself would have been capable of holding the phone up to his ear if he'd been in Ted's position, let alone winking. "Yes, ma'am, he is." Ted turned to Bobby and said, without covering the mouthpiece of the phone, "Alana wants to know how is your girlfriend." Bobby tried to speak and could only wheeze. "Bobby says she's fine," Ted told Alana, "pretty as a summer day. May I speak to Len?" "Yes, I can wait. But please tell me about the fight." There was a pause, which seemed to go on forever. Ted was expressionless now. And this time, when he turned to Bobby, he covered the mouthpiece. "She says Albini got knocked around pretty good in the first five, held his own in 6 and 7, then threw a right hook out of nowhere and put Haywood on the canvas in the 8th. Lights out for the Hurricane. What a surprise, huh?" "Yes," Bobby said. His lips felt numb. It was true, all of it. By this time Friday night, Ted would be gone. With 2,000 rocks in your pocket, you could do a lot of running from a lot of low men. With 2,000 rocks in your pocket, you could ride the big gray dog from sea to shining sea.